This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Her Vantages. This is where we speak to women of influence and leadership, and with me today is Anna Marika Dahan, Managing Director of Unilever Malaysia and Singapore. She has been with Unilever for 20 years. Welcome, Anna Marika. And of course, the reason I got you here was because I heard you speak at the CIMB event on sustainability, and was really interesting about what the company is doing. But before we get into that, 20 years in Unilever, tell me your story, your first and only company.
Good morning, Frida. Yeah. Thanks for having me here. Yes, my first and only company, Unilever. And indeed, I started in 1999.
Okay.
Unilever attracted me at that moment because I felt it was a beautiful company, a big company with very good brands. Mm. And I started in the sales department.
Right.
Straight out of university, I'd studied Japanese language.
Okay.
And ever since, I had a really good time because the company is so large that it offers so many opportunities to develop, to learn. I've moved across countries and even continents. So all that time, the learning curve was very high, and it still is today. Mm. And also the people I've met along the way in all these countries and across different jobs have been brilliant. Yeah, the learning and the people kept me there all that while.
Right. So in the 20 years that you've been there, you started in sales, you're saying.
Yeah.
So what did you do along the way as well?
Mostly sales and marketing.
Right.
And currently general management.
Right.
I moved.
Despite you studying Japanese.
Yes, despite me studying Japanese. Haven't gone to Japan yet.
Okay.
For Unilever. It was far away from my actual expertise indeed. Okay. And I worked for quite a while in Western Europe,
mm-hmm.
Moved between the Netherlands and then France, and around 5 years ago moved to Indonesia,
mm.
and 2.5 years ago to Malaysia.
Right. Okay. So in the, you would have also seen the evolution of Unilever in the 20 years, right? I mean, what it's trying to do, what the company stands for, what have you seen?
Yeah, as I always believe Unilever is a very purposeful company.
Mm.
And the past 10 years, that purpose has become very pronounced in our strategy of brands with purpose and companies with purpose and people with purpose. However, Unilever, even in the 19th century, already started out as a purposeful company because our first brand, Sunlight, was launched at the time to improve hygiene habits in the 19th century already. So Unilever has started out to be a very purposeful company, and it still is, and it's only strengthened and evolved over time.
Right. So this was when you tell me the brands, like, oh, so that's a Unilever product, right?
Yeah.
And how many brands are there under Unilever?
In Malaysia, we have around 25 brands,
mm-hmm.
Most of them have a full purpose that we activate in Malaysia.
Right.
So, for example, our brand Dove, it is a fantastic soap product and shampoo. But it also stands for body self-esteem,
right,
and self-confidence amongst girls. So that's how we make sure that we combine great products with a purpose that either stands for social change or for climate change at the same time.
I know that, there were several of your products also have purpose, as you were saying. What goes into the thought process when a product comes about? Do you, is it the product first or the purpose first? How did it evolve? How does it evolve for the development of a product?
It's both. Okay. Of course, we have some existing brands that are developing their purpose and that are finding their purpose. However, when we launch new brands, for example, we launched Ben & Jerry's very recently in Malaysia, only in September. So it's very new in Malaysia. It's a fantastic ice cream, but at the same time of launch, we make sure that we fully activate its purpose as well. So, for example, in the store that we now have in Sunway Pyramid, we don't have any disposable plastic. We serve cones for free so that you can eat your whole ice cream.
Okay.
And there's no waste left. You can eat the whole ice cream. We work together with a social company that hires refugees and young children to bake the cones and the cookies for the ice cream in Malaysia. So as well as it is a fantastic ice cream, we make sure that we fully activate its purpose at launch time already.
Right. So then there's you as a general manager, the managing director, looking at the purpose of the company. And of course, at the same time, you also look at the sales as well, right?
Yes.
And do you, how do you balance that? Looking, you know, there's the business side, but there's also a social side. How do you marry that?
Actually, I don't find it's a choice or because it's combined. Mm. We see that our brands with purpose grow faster than our brands without purpose. Mm. Globally, they're growing 69% faster, and in Malaysia, even up to 3 times faster than our brands without purpose. So it's never a question in my mind, like, do I do that or do I do that or where do I focus? It is completely combined and even purpose driving the sales.
Mm.
Because you see, nowadays, more and more consumers are interested in brands that are, of course, great brands and fantastic products, but at the same time do well either for the country or for climate or
right.
for a group of people in the country.
Hmm.
So if you can combine all that, of course, it's an even better brand.
Right. You know, so I heard you speak at the event and you talk about brands with purpose and you shared a little bit about Dove and Ben & Jerry's. What other initiatives do you have in Malaysia?
Apart from Dove and Ben & Jerry's, we also have Lifebuoy that improves hygiene habits amongst kids, mainly where hand, foot and mouth disease is prevalent in those areas.
And this has been going on for a long time,
yeah,
I think over 10 years at least.
Absolutely. We work together with Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education to make sure kids learn good hygiene habits at school. We have scholarships for young girls to pursue their education with the Fair and Lovely Foundation. So we give them the opportunity to go to college, whereas maybe otherwise they wouldn't have that opportunity. With Sunlight, very recently we launched a 100% recycled bottle, and we're working on the same for Love Beauty and Planet, another brand where we use 100% recycled plastics.
Right.
Comfort already has that. So every brand has its own purpose and has its own focus.
Right. So recyclable plastic is one of the things that you're doing as well. You know, I guess I want to talk about the company with purpose and people with purpose in just a moment. You know, over the years, what have you learned about yourself or some leadership lessons that you've learned about yourself working with the company?
Well, many, and still every day. First of all, the purpose journey helps me, the company, and I find also the team to be much more engaged with what we do every day. That's one big lesson. Second of all, I learned over the years, and especially moving between countries, the power of diversity. The power of accepting different points of view around the table, different backgrounds of people. And diversity is often referred to as a gender balance, men and women. But I find diversity a very broad topic that includes mainly backgrounds and points of view and accepting those around the table and making your decisions much stronger. So moving between countries, I learned that there are many different ways to do things and many different ways to look at things.
Right.
And they're all powerful and rich.
Right. And so it's so interesting when you talk about diversity. It's not just about gender. It's just different races, different backgrounds that we come from. And just looking at something, a word can be equality and it just means different things to different people even.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing here, your company with purpose and the people with purpose in just a moment. Anna Marika Dahan from Unilever Malaysia and Singapore. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Behind Famous Men, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Her Vantage. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Anna Marika Dahan, Managing Director of Unilever Malaysia and Singapore, talking about her role, having been here for 2 years and a bit. And of course, I met her at an event talking about sustainability. You shared with us earlier on about brands with purpose, which is what you all look at with the different brands that you work with. What about company with purpose? What does that mean?
Company with purpose is the way we do business, making sure while we do business, we also do well. And that can be doing well for society. Mm. It can be doing well for the climate, making sure that whatever we do, we can continue to do for a long time. It's taking a long-term vision on our business. Just as an example, plastics. We know that many of our products are in plastics packaging. And plastic is a good material, but it should never end up in the environment, on a wasteland, a wastefill, right? So currently we take many efforts to make sure that we collect more plastic, that we recycle more plastic, and that we buy more of that recycled plastic back into our packaging so we can create a real circular economy. At the same time, we also reduce our plastic. We are looking at refilling options, et cetera, et cetera. So every effort to completely eliminate single-use plastics from our system.
Right.
And helping consumers with that as well, because it's our responsibility, but we can't do it alone.
Right.
It's we all do it in partnerships. So currently we work together with the government, like Ministry, MESTEC. I spoke to Alam Flora to see how we can improve recycling in Malaysia. We talked to recycling companies. It's a systemic change that we need to create.
Right. And was this something, you know, and what was the conversation like? I mean, everybody sort of wants to do it. And I guess each country would have its different challenges. You know, where's the conversation going to at the moment?
I find everybody very willing to improve. Everybody very aware of the problem in Malaysia and very willing to be part of the solution. So that's incredibly good. However, it's also a complex problem and something we haven't solved yet together. So everybody's also looking at what solutions do we take and how do we make those solutions economically viable for everybody, for the whole system. So that's mainly the conversation. But I'm very sure that through partnerships in Malaysia, we can make moves very quickly.
Right. You know, one of the things that you talked about was also with palm oil, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the things you're doing there?
So Unilever is one of the founding members of the Roundtable of Sustainable Palm Oil, the RSPO standard. And we believe that palm oil should be 100% sustainable, meaning that the whole supply chain has to be sustainable. And that's very relevant in Malaysia, where a lot of the palm oil that we buy is from. And Unilever also worldwide is one of the biggest buyers of palm oil. So it is very important that we take the lead in leading that sustainability across the chain.
Right. You know, we hear also a lot of noise, right, when it comes to these sort of things, whether it be it palm oil or what have you. And, you know, I guess to move away from the noise and still continue to do the right thing, you know, that would be one of the biggest challenges.
I think it's very important to continue to be part of the solution. So everything we put in place and all the discussions we have is about solutions, is about what do we do? What do we do to make things better? So I try not to think too much about what could go wrong or what is still difficult to do. We're just moving forward every day towards better solutions. Like in plastics, it's very difficult to solve. Some people say, oh, if only consumers would do this, or if only the collection would be like this. Okay, how can I be part of the solution? And how can we help to make it happen?
Okay, now the other thing is when you talk about brands as well, you were sharing that it actually brands with purpose actually adds to the value of the business as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brands with purpose grow faster than the rest of the business.
Right. What are some figures that you have around that?
So currently in Malaysia, brands with purpose grow almost three times faster than the rest of the business,
right,
which is a phenomenal percentage.
Right. And that's just in Malaysia?
That's just in Malaysia. Globally, 69%.
So with that in mind. Okay. Now, the other thing as well, you know, when you look at fast-moving consumer goods, right, and there, I guess there is a movement where there are smaller communities trying to do their own bit and all that. You know, is that, do you think that that's competition, or people will still want to buy convenience really at the end of the day, right, when you're looking at things that you can get off the shelf and all that, and people will still want to buy for convenience?
You first asked about smaller initiatives, and we welcome any initiative to move in the right direction. That's first of all. So I don't see that as competition. I see that as helping in the bigger goal For instance, to reduce single-use plastic. So every initiative in that space I welcome, and I look at it and learn from it to see what we can do at a lighter scale as well. Because if it can be done at small scale, why not at light scale as well?
Right.
So that's first. So convenience, yes, of course, is a big driver for consumers. So it's very important to, whatever we do, whatever solution we take, is to make it easier for people. So we can't find solutions to make things more complicated or more difficult or more expensive. So we have to make sure that we find solutions together that make it easy for people to recycle.
Right.
That make it clear for people how to recycle and not with too much effort.
Because I'm just looking at myself as a person, right? Of course, I want to do sustainable. Of course, I want to do what the right thing is. But at the end of the day, like, you know, where that fine line as a consumer, do I buy for convenience or do I buy for what is right? You know, sometimes it's just difficult. You know what I mean? Or sometimes you have to think a little bit harder, where it's just easier to just get something off the shelf and make life easy for yourself.
First of all, it's great that you're willing to think about it. So I think that's absolutely great, because it means you're aware of the choices you make. But then wouldn't it be great if it would be easy and a good solution and a good product for you? So if you could combine all that, that would be ideal.
All right. The other thing is also people with purpose. What are some of the things that you're doing when you talk about diversity and inclusion? It's a big picture, right?
Yeah, we're very active on diversity and inclusion. And as I said, for me, it goes beyond gender. Gender is definitely part of it. Unilever Malaysia is 50-50 gender balanced, also on management level, also on senior management level. So we're very proud that we don't have a gap.
And it is a conscious, you feel that it's a conscious thing that has been done together with meritocracy, right? I mean, so it is a conscious thing that has been developed to have gender equality, 50-50, but at the same time, you don't want to hire just for gender. Or you don't want to hire just for diversity. You do
definitely
want to.
Definitely, it's a balance between equality for all and meritocracy.
Right.
Because in the end, the right person on the right job always, irrespective of gender. But you can quite easily balance that with gender equality at the same time. So diversity inclusion includes that, 50-50 gender equality, no pay gaps, etc. Making sure everybody gets the same opportunity for promotions and next jobs. Mentorship is a very important part as well. So I personally as well mentor many young people on whatever they want to be mentored about.
Right.
Sometimes it's about career progression. Sometimes it's about more personal advice, how to behave, how to do their jobs. I really enjoy mentoring people and seeing young people grow and develop. So I think part of diversity and inclusion is also the power of mentoring younger people. Another thing we do is we're a strong advocate of groups of people who might otherwise get left behind.
Right.
For example, we are a big advocate of refugee working rights in Malaysia.
Right.
So currently, refugees in Malaysia do not have the right to work, to legally work. And we've been involved in efforts to advocate for that right to work, but also we are right now in a pilot with the Ministry of Home Affairs together with UNHCR to hire refugees in our own factory in Malaysia. So it would be really great if we could give more people the opportunity to work.
Right. And that's been a long conversation
as
well.
It's been a year process.
Right. And this is great because, and you're right, diversity and inclusion is not just gender, it's with that as well. And refugees are a big size of the population in Malaysia.
Yeah, in the end, diversity and inclusion is about making sure that you take into account that there are many different people with many different backgrounds that would like to work and also that have a point of view and value to add to business.
Okay. 2020, what are some major things that we can look forward to this year?
More to come on purpose, for sure.
Right.
Hopefully, real good solutions together with all our partners on plastics recycling.
Right.
That will be really breakthrough, so more and more plastics in recycled content, more and more recyclable materials. And we've set out a big ambition a few weeks ago to start collecting more plastic than we sell. as Unilever, which is a great ambition. But of course, we need to turn it into action.
All right. All the best for 2020 and beyond. I've been speaking to Anna Marika Dahan, Managing Director of Unilever Malaysia and Singapore. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.